It became national news this week when a scheduled appearance by Ann Coulter at the University of California, Berkeley, never happened. Coulter pulled out after student groups that sponsored the event withdrew their support. They said they couldn't guarantee a safe and secure venue on campus. Ann Coulter is the second prominent conservative in 2 months to have had an event at Berkeley scuttled out of safety concerns. And that's prompted protests and criticism that the university is not living up to its ideals of free speech. Yesterday, there was another round of demonstrations on the Berkeley campus. Youth Radio's Brett Myers was there and has this report.
Just before crossing the street to enter UC Berkeley's campus, I noticed two construction workers bolting an unusual-looking bike rack into the sidewalk.
What does it look like?
It's a bike rack.
It's in a shape, though.
Yeah, no. Amor y paz.
What's that?
Amor y paz.
Amor y paz.
Yeah.
Does that mean?
Love and peace.
They say amor y paz, or love and peace, to describe the brightly colored bike rack in the shape of a peace sign. It's Berkeley's public image in a nutshell. Hippies, 60s radicals, and birthplace of the free speech movement. A legacy that's now coming under fire. While helicopters thump overhead, more than 100 police officers begin to line UC Berkeley's Sproul Plaza. That's where I meet freshman Pranav Jandiala to ask him how he's feeling about the cancellation of the event with Ann Coulter.
Yeah, I'm extremely disappointed because of a lot of things. A lot of things went south.
Jandiala is president and co-founder of Bridges USA Berkeley, a student club that co-sponsored the Coulter event along with the Berkeley College Republicans. Bridges USA is all about bridging political divides, something Jandiala, a political moderate, says is desperately needed in this country and on Berkeley's campus.
There's a lot of activism, people yelling and trying to get their points across on Sproul Plaza, but no listening. There's no discussion. And that's something that's lacking here, and I think that's part of the reason why we're so polarized.
Bridges USA had already co-hosted an event with the Berkeley College Democrats, which went off without a hitch. The event with conservative firebrand Coulter was designed as a counterpoint.
In hindsight, you know, we still think Ann Coulter was the right person to bring in. And the reason why is because campus dialogue starts on campus. And we want to bring someone who's representative of the conservative point of view on campus. And the conservative point of view on campus is kind of far right. I mean, that's where they're starting from.
Ann Coulter says, quote, "I think the government should be spying on all Arabs."
It's not even noon yet when megaphone-wielding anarchists set up on the edge of Sproul Plaza. They're talking free speech, while a silver-haired pro-Trump demonstrator carrying a large American flag shouts them down from just a few feet away.
Yeah. There's no free speech.
These people are just using free speech.
None of them appear to be students here, which has become a major issue in the debate over Berkeley and its tolerance for free speech.
My name is Danny, and I consider myself an anarchist Antifa.
Antifa is an anti-fascist organization. Danny doesn't want his full name to be used because he's involved in illegal activity. Antifa was blamed for causing more than $100,000 in damages at UC Berkeley back in February, when violent demonstrations canceled a scheduled appearance from former Breitbart News personality Milo Yiannopoulos.
The question is not break windows versus not breaking windows. The question should be, why are people doing such things in the first place?
Danny considers the cancellations of the Milo and Ann Coulter events a victory. He says this is about fighting against opportunistic attacks from the far right, attacks that he says aren't actually about free speech, but have more to do with gaining power and making the left look hypocritical.
Berkeley, right now, it's really the battleground of the left and the right now, and whoever wins will shape the next few years of American politics.
Back on campus, Berkeley Jr. Pasha Minkowski says he doesn't condone violence from the far left, but he also thinks the far right is manipulating the situation.
Do you think that the Milo event, that the Ann Coulter event, do you think that it's about free speech?
No, I don't think it's about free speech. I think the right makes it want to seem like it's about free speech when it's really just about... It's almost like a game to them. That's how I perceive it. It's almost like, how many times can they poke UC Berkeley until they just, like, lash out at them?
Minkowski says he believes free speech is one of the most important rights Americans enjoy, one worth fighting for. However, Minkowski says he wouldn't go to the mat for Coulter or Milo, whose ideas he calls regressive. Andy says the damages after February's Milo event justify decisions by Berkeley administrators to regulate speech when it's on the school's dime.
That $100,000 could have been used to fund someone's tuition for 4 years. Like, when you weigh it like that, it really doesn't make sense to have people like Milo here.
UC Berkeley is considered the top public university in the country, according to U.S. News and World Report. But when it comes to the Princeton Review's rankings of most politically active campuses, Berkeley doesn't even make the list. The free speech movement happened here over half a century ago. And despite public perceptions that Berkeley remains a hotbed for political activity, it doesn't always mean that students are at the center. For Here and Now, I'm Brett Myers.